Now time for a locker room chat with Onega Girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell after a game from last night, a tough one against Axtell. And coach, you guys got off to a bit of a slow start, kind of still feeling the Christmas quote-unquote hangover, if you will. And then you guys were able to hit your stride in the fourth quarter and make it close. I just want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
Yeah, like you said, it just kind of took us a while to get going. The first three quarters, we just were not shooting the ball very well. Our bigs kind of struggled down low a little bit, getting out rebounded, and we were just like you said, the Christmas hangover, and we just weren't on the same page. But you know, the bright side is we put in a different personnel in that fourth quarter and brought us back into that game, and I was pretty proud of how those girls kept fighting. So I know the fight's still there, and we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you guys got up 6-2 early, and then they went on a huge run. It ended up being 29-9. You guys got it down to single digits. It was an 8-point game, I believe, there towards the end within a minute, and you guys fall 43-33. But kind of talking about the personnel, Jaden Haskins, she had a pretty nice day shooting the basketball. What are some things you like from her game, and you're trying to get her possibly some more playing time moving forward?
Yeah, she had a really good Christmas break. I thought, you know, coming back, you know, she was kind of one of our sick ones, and she came back and she had a great 4 days. And I think her game has kind of really elevated, you know, over the last couple games. She's a little bit more aggressive, and that's kind of the thing. We might be changing that personnel, is we might be changing Bridget Campbell and her. We might have Bridget Campbell down low, because we got to get to the foul line and we just got to get more action. And Bridget is our playmaker. But if Haskins becomes more confident at the point guard, I think our team will be better if we can get her to do that.
Now, talking about your guys' personnel in terms of going a little bit smaller, is there a possible plan of you guys not having Delaney Figge and Emerson Fordham on the court at the same time? Is that kind of where you're going with that?
Yeah, that's an option, but we're always going to try to have those both on the court. But defensively, I think we're struggling a little bit, getting back and transition and getting to the corners in our zone. And man, you know, some of our posts have to play a guard. It's just really tough for big posts to move. And so that's something that we're going to look forward to here the next couple games, doing a smaller personnel and speeding up the game a little bit, because, you know, that's kind of the style that I feel like our girls did best with, as you seen last night, you know, putting up 18 in that fourth quarter. I think that's kind of the future of Onega basketball and the rest of the year, so I'm just hoping that we can find a groove and get going and try to get some wins.
And, Coach, you were telling me how busy you guys are going to be this upcoming week. So you guys have Flint Hills Christian coming up on Friday at home. Then Monday, you guys take on NEK Homeschool. On Tuesday, you're at Troy. Thursday, you're at Washington County. And then the TVL tournament on that following Saturday. So this is a busy time for you guys.
Yes, it will be. You know, we're just going to try to take it game by game. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, we'll find out a lot about ourselves, and it will kind of give us a good test of what girls, the chemistry. And so I'm really kind of looking forward to it, because I am going to be testing out some younger girls. And like I said, we're going to try to speed up the game. And so it will be a nice 4-game stretch before TVL. But we're looking forward to playing these games, because I think if we get on the right track, I think we'll be fine, and I think we'll be a competitive team looking moving forward.
And you guys will have that TVL tournament at home, which will be a nice benefit as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck for this very busy week coming up.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Oskaloosa Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.